This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged on Friday to push on toward victory as he marked the first anniversary of the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Kyiv, a Ukrainian military orchestra trumpeted defiantly in a ceremony to mark a year since the start of the war. As morning broke on a day of commemorations and reflection, President Volodymyr Zelensky struck a tone of grim determination, tweeting, "We know that 2023 will be the year of our victory." At the ceremony itself, he thanked all Ukrainians who took part in the fight to preserve the nation, calling them a bright memory to all those whose lives were taken by this war. Despite the display of open resistance, there were concerns that Russia might unleash another barrage of missiles against Ukraine to pile yet more sadness on the grim day. I'm Karen Chamas.
We know that this fight is not over. Today, Canada is announcing new military support for our friends in Ukraine.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday that Canada is imposing new Russia-related sanctions and sending four more Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine. The new sanctions would target 129 individuals and 63 entities, including Russian deputy prime ministers and other officials. Trudeau was speaking to reporters in Toronto. Canada will also provide an armored recovery vehicle and over 5,000 rounds of ammunition to help Ukraine in its defense against Russia. Gunmen have killed at least 12 civilians in an attack on a village in central Mali. This, according to two officials on Friday. It was the latest reported attack in an area rife with violence. The attack took place on Thursday evening. From Washington, this is VOA News. There are fears of a new global nuclear arms race after Russia's president announced this week that he will suspend the country's participation in a treaty which limits the number of warheads deployed by Russia and the United States. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The New START treaty is the last remaining nuclear agreement between the United States and Russia. This week, President Vladimir Putin announced he was suspending Russia's participation, saying the treaty was absurd at a time when NATO was helping Ukraine fight Russian forces. U.S. President Joe Biden called Russia's suspension of New START a grave error. The United Nations Secretary General called for Moscow to return to the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Biden administration is expanding outreach in the Ohio town that was the scene of a toxic train derailment. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
President Joe Biden has directed federal agencies to go door-to-door in East Palestine, Ohio, to check on families affected by the toxic train derailment that has morphed into a heated political controversy. Under Biden's order, teams from the CDC, EPA, and FEMA will visit homes this weekend. Workers will ask how residents are doing, see what they need, and connect them with appropriate resources from government and nonprofit organizations. Biden's order came as House Republicans open an investigation into the February 3rd derailment. I'm Norman Hall.
Producers of the Western movie Rust on Friday said they had agreed to pay a $100,000 civil fine for serious workplace safety breaches prior to the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on a New Mexico film set in 2021. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Producers of the Western movie Rust have agreed to pay a $100,000 civil fine for serious workplace safety breaches on the set where cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed after she was struck by a bullet fired from a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin in 2021. On Thursday, the actor pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. Rust's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who loaded the gun Baldwin fired, has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter and made her first court appearance on Friday.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Heavy rain and snow are pounding California and other parts of the West in the latest winter storm to hit the United States. Meanwhile, Michigan is shivering through extended power outages caused by one of the worst ice storms in decades. The weather has closed major roads around the country, causing traffic pileups, closing schools, and delaying air travel. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.